From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and its European allies urging Russia to take extraordinary steps to support a cessation of hostilities in Syria. Foreign ministers from the United States, France, Italy, Germany, Britain, and high representatives of the European Union pushed Moscow to support humanitarian assistance, stop bombing on Syrians, and renew truce efforts. Allies maintain their commitment to dismantle the Islamic State group and ask Russia to focus on Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups inside Syria. Videos released by police in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, show a deadly confrontation between police and African-American Keith Scott that left Scott dead. This has become a controversial incident that has aroused lots of attention. Kurt Putney, the police chief, spoke to reporters about the investigation into Scott's death.
I've decided that we're at a stage where I can release additional information without adversely impacting their investigation.
Ray Dotch is Keith Scott's brother-in-law.
What we know and what you should know about him is that he was an American citizen who deserved better. That is our position, and it should be yours.
The major question about the shooting, whether Scott was holding a gun when police ordered him to step out of his car, was not answered even with the release of the video, which shows Scott exiting his car and backing slowly away as police ordered him to drop his weapon. Protesters have been rallying daily in Charlotte, showing their disagreement with the way police have handled the aftermath of the shooting. There have been solidarity marches in other U.S. cities. This is VOA News. Slamming Pakistan as an exporter of terrorism, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi accused Pakistan of trying to destabilize Asia, vowed to isolate it in the international community. These were Modi's first public comments since a terror attack on an Indian Army base heightened tensions between the two countries. Modi named Afghanistan and Bangladesh as other countries in the region that are also suffering because of terrorism emanating from Pakistan. Analysts say India wants to avoid a military escalation, partly due to the tense situation in Indian Kashmir, where India has faced widespread civilian unrest for 2 months. Pakistan has also said it will retaliate against any strikes on its territory. Speaking at the dedication of a new U.S. museum devoted to the history of Americans, African Americans, President Obama said their history is central to America's history dating back to the country's founding.
That African American history is not somehow separate from our larger American story. It's not the underside of the American story. It is central to the American story.
At times, brushing away a tear, Mr. Obama pointed out the highs and lows of being black in America, from the days of slavery to his election to be the first black president. The National Museum of African American History and Culture officially opened to the public on Saturday in Washington. In U.S. politics, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican candidate Donald Trump face off for the first of three nationally televised debates on Monday. VOA's Jim Malone has a preview.
The first debate will be a key moment for Republican Donald Trump, who has closed the polling gap in recent weeks against Democrat Hillary Clinton.
We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
Clinton looks to the debate to reassure her supporters and to push her message of wanting to build a more inclusive economy.
We're all of value in the United States of America, the greatest country in the world. We believe everyone is created equal.
Both Trump and Clinton performed well in their respective party primary debates earlier this year. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
By the way, VOA will have live coverage of the presidential debate on Tuesday at 1 hour Universal Time. You can find that on our website, voanews.com. In fact, always go there for the latest update on news, as well as on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.